This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another audio described theatre review here on RNIB Connect Radio with Vidar Yarding MBE, inclusion and diversity consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Vidar and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Great to be talking to you again, Toby. Hi.
We have a heart-wrenching tale that explores the intricate web between love, betrayal and the consequences of power this week in Welsh National Opera's production of Verdi's Rigoletto at the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff. So, Vidar, how did you find this, I suppose, rich tapestry of emotion and unforgettable melodies in Welsh National Opera's production of Verdi's Rigoletto, which I think even the man himself said was one of his best operas?
Well, I suppose if I had to sum it up in a word, dramatic would be one that I'd use, Toby. Very engaging, very dramatic. Not a cheerful tale, I have to admit, but very well described. And in this case, I thought very well staged. And as ever, it was really useful to take part in the touch tour with members of the company stage management team and the audio describers, Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy, to be informed, if you like, about the stage, the props, the costumes, and a general backdrop to what was about to unfold during the actual performance.
And this is a new interpretation of Rigoletto with maybe more emphasis on the characters, their psychology and private turmoil coming through in the acting of the performers, along with their singing too. Vidar, did you find that you were maybe getting more of a story coming through in the acting as it was described to you from maybe other productions of Rigoletto that you may have seen in the past?
It's an interesting question, Toby, and it's perhaps hard to compare purely because I have seen it before, but not for many years. But actually, on reflection, having now picked up on your thoughtful question, I think I did get more of the description and the characters through what was done on stage and through what was said in terms of the actual audio described commentary, if you like. So, yes, I learned more about them, and I certainly came away with a far better appreciation of not just the storyline and the individual characters who made up part of the plot and things, but also the general backdrop to the whole opera, the time in which it was written, the way it had been staged, all of that sort of thing. I certainly felt I'd learnt a lot from and actually remembered a lot about as I left the theatre.
Yeah, because it's interesting. I was listening to the introductory notes, which can be found on Welsh National Opera's website, and reading a few reviews. And I believe there was maybe more of a sort of, I suppose, Jacobean feel to the costumes and maybe setting of this production of Rigoletto. And maybe influences of Shakespeare coming through in Verdi's writing and composition, along with a look into the Sam Wanamaker Playhouse too.
That's an interesting interpretation, which I think I also found quite informative when I listened to the notes on the evening of the show. And yes, that Jacobean presence and the Shakespearean influence, I think, was certainly added to the drama, if you like, and added to the overall appreciation of the performance.
Yeah, because listening to the notes and sort of, I suppose, going back on maybe Shakespeare productions that I've seen at the Globe and at the Sam Wanamaker Playhouse, it very much came through in the sort of description of the characters and the setting to me.
I think you're right. And that's probably why, one of the reasons why, anyway, as well as enjoying the music itself and the singing, which is obviously a key part of opera. But what you've just described, Toby, was another reason why I think I came away with such a good idea of what had been happening and what had taken place during the show, not just the storyline, but some of the smaller visual dimensions of the production, which without the description, I would have been at sea.
And as you say, stunning performances from the cast and great playing from the orchestra as well in this Welsh National Opera production. And Vidar, do you feel that Rigoletto might be Verdi's best opera, as the man has said himself?
Now, that rather assumes that I'm an aficionado of Verdi's operas, and I wouldn't claim to be, but of the ones I've seen, certainly this latest production would rank as one of the best of his works that I have seen staged, either by WNO or anyone else. And I think looking back on when I first saw it, going back quite a few years now, that was without audio description. And again, it's a point I've made and we've talked about in our reviews over the months and years, that the audio description does add that icing on the cake. So yes, you can appreciate the music and the singing, and stunning though it was on this occasion, having that audio described element to your enjoyment and appreciation doesn't half give you a greater idea of what you're seeing and what's happening on stage.
Well, Welsh National Opera's production of Verdi's Rigoletto continues on tour until the 16th of November. And for more about the tour, audio described performances and Welsh National Opera's access programme, do visit wno.org.uk/access. Next time, Vida, you'll be at the Wolverhampton Grand and I think reviewing a production called Wonder Boy.
Looking forward to what for me will be a new production, Toby. So yes, hopefully sharing that with you and listeners next time we speak.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vida, for sharing your audio described review of Welsh National Opera's production of Verdi's Rigoletto at the Wales Millennium Centre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure. Thanks very much, Toby.